Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Pieper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Pieper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Pieper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Pieper, 580-541-1949.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Feeder cattle futures fell on hard times today as October became the front month today. They were down $1.02 at $151.92. November down $1.45 at $153.37. It looks like the market failed to fill the gaps, at least on the front end here. October was looking at the gap at $154.82. Of course, today's high was about $153.50, so about $1.32 off the highs there. November got within about 50 cents. Its high today was $155.55, where the gap on the November contract was about $156.07. So it got closer than November, but did not fill the gap. But it was under pressure here. Box beef was mixed at midday with choice at $196.72 up 31, select at $188.96 down 15. The cash market has looks like it's going to be around 108. There was some 108 in Iowa, some 108 bid in Nebraska, 172 trade on the dress. So steady with last week on the cash market. And that kept live cattle pretty steady on the day, with October up 7 at 109.05, December's down 2, Feb down 37, April down 27 here. So overall, again, the market this week was pretty good for the feeder cattle. It did come back after being sharply lower Monday, limit down if you remember. So good, solid, steady week here in the cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures reacted to a USDA report, which was at 11 a.m., but we finished the day corn up 3 to 3.5, soybeans 7 to 8 cents higher, and then wheat was the one weak link today, with Chicago down 7 and Kansas City down about 9 cents. And then cotton futures, with all this rain, there is some expected losses there. But December cotton finished the day down 54 at 68.43, and March down 31 at 67.74. So this report this morning came with two parts. One was quarterly stocks as of September 1st. Wheat was higher than expected. It was $2.253 billion, where the market was looking for $2.05, and that was the reason why wheat was under pressure. Corn was $2.295, which was lower than the average guess at $2.353. And then soybeans were also lower at 301 million bushels, where the average guess was 338. Now, just because corn and beans were lower than expected, they were still really big and a lot bigger than last year. So maybe a little bit bullish, but overall we still have a lot of both corn and beans. And then winter wheat production was higher than expected. All wheat was 1.74. We were looking for 1.718. And then winter wheat was 1.269 billion bushels, where the market was looking for 1.286.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.